This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
Ask God to deal with you. I dare you to ask God to prune you. If you want, you can ask Him to start with the little ones. To bear fruit, good fruit, there's a little something that has to happen. And it's called pruning. Pruning. Now, some crazy wild branches just need a little, they just need a little clip. If you don't know what pruning is, it means that when a tree starts to get, it's going this way, and then all of a sudden some branch wants to go that way, it can ruin the looks of the whole thing. So you prune those off. Pruning takes away dead stuff, or stuff that's going in the wrong direction. And the Bible says that He's the vine, we're the branches, that every branch in Him that does not bear fruit, He prunes, takes away, cuts off. Every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes so that it bears richer and more excellent fruit. So it seems to me like the pruning thing is a fact of life. We can't get away from it. You're pruned if you don't bear fruit. And if you do bear fruit, God says, oh good, I've got somebody I can work with. We're going to have them bear more fruit. So sometimes as God's dealing with us, it just takes a little adjustment. But for some of us, there's a bigger job that has to be done. Come on now. You guys. Some of you need to get a pair of these and just put them on the wall somewhere. My husband had a tree in our front yard pruned back one time. I mean, I knew it needed to be done, but when I came home from work, I was so mad when I saw that tree. Because it just was down to almost nothing. Come on, do you feel like you've been cut down to almost nothing? And he said, just be patient. My husband has a lot of that. I don't have as much of it as he does. Just be patient and you'll see next year. Well, I didn't want a pretty tree next year. I wanted a pretty tree right now. Now, how many of you know that's our problem? We don't want anything next year or in 5 years. We want it right now. Well, God doesn't work that way. Sometimes He prunes us back. Like, for example, they say, like, say a peach tree, a good farmer or a peach orchard grower, if they're really good, the first year the tree bears a little tiny fruit, they go and pluck it off. The next year it's a little bit bigger, they pluck that off too. And if they'll be patient and not let it actually bear fruit the first few years, then it will come around and bear fruit like no other tree. Come on, now some of you, you're where I'm at. You're with me. You know, when God called me to teach, I thought for sure I'd roll out of bed the next morning and go to the world. I felt like God said, you're going to go all over the world and teach my word. Well, I didn't know that meant like years from now. See, a lot of us, God has called us to do something, but we don't want to settle down and let Him prepare us. Come on, I'm talking to somebody. We don't want to settle down and let him prepare us for the thing he's called us to do. You know, it's interesting. David was anointed to be king 20 years before he wore the crown. Hello? 20 years before he wore the crown. When God puts something in your heart, you see the end of it. You see it like, wow. But it's going to start out like a little tiny fuzzy peach popping out on a tree, and God's going to come along and pull that baby off and say, not yet. Well, sure enough, next year we had a gorgeous tree in the front yard. And God loves us so much that he will kick things out from under us that have become props to us. Like maybe when you're a baby Christian, God will give you a couple of just awesome Christian friends that just keep you propped up all the time. I mean, every time you have a bad day, they're right there to tell you how awesome you are and to prophesy your great future. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. And then really what's happening is you're leaning on them too much and not leaning on God enough. And so he arranges for them to no longer be in your life. And I don't know, they may even do something that hurts you. Oh, yeah. Because in the process of them keeping you propped up, you got to thinking that they were just these, oh, perfect, amazing people that would never hurt you. Hey, listen, I know because I've been through all this. I mean, when I had my little women's Bible group at the church that I was at, and I had my little Thursday morning meeting, and I had my little leadership team, and there were 12 ladies, and I just thought they all just loved me. They, you know, they just love me. They're for me. They'll back me up. And, you know, a time came when one of them decided that she wanted my job. She felt like God told her that she should be doing the teaching instead of me. And she started talking to a bunch of the others. Before you know it, they were all finding fault with me and ended up gossiping about me and telling some lies and turned against me. And it was one of the hardest things that I have ever, ever, ever gone through in my life. But can I tell you something? If I wouldn't have gone through that, I wouldn't be here today. You know why? Because I trusted them too much. I had too much of my confidence in them. And God loves you enough. Now please don't misunderstand what I'm getting ready to say. But God loves you enough that he will let something happen in your life that will hurt you for a period of time because it's intended to make you a better person in the long run. Because here's what would have happened. God was getting ready to promote me to the next level of my ministry because he was about to call me out of that church to start doing what I'm doing now. And I started on a much, 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 much smaller scale. And I would have taken all them with us, with me. And the higher the ladder you go, the more damage people that aren't really what they seem to be can do in your life. So you better be thankful that God reveals some of their weaknesses down here instead of waiting until you get up here. Amen. It took me 3 years to get over that. It hurt me so bad. But I'll tell you what, I got used to being by myself and going to God for what I needed, putting my trust in him, and I learned some wisdom about getting too entrenched with people. Come on, we need people. People are wonderful. We need our friends, but there's a trust that belongs only to God, And when you start giving it to somebody else, it's going to come back and bite you. There's a beautiful few scriptures in Isaiah 61, the first three verses, that carried me through many, many, many very difficult years. And I just like to take the time for us to read them, because we get into this fruit-bearing thing again here. Isaiah 61:1-3, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed and commissioned me to bring good news to the humble and afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the wounds of the brokenhearted, to proclaim release from confinement and condemnation to the physical and spiritual captives, and freedom to the prisoners. Well, I was one of those brokenhearted people, and I'm sure many of you are like that too. And Jesus came just for people like me and like you. He came to declare the favorable year of the Lord, the day of the vengeance and the retribution of our God. Don't you love that? God is your vindicator. Come on. God is your vindicator. And when anybody has treated you wrong, if you will treat them right, oh Lord, oh help me Jesus. Come on. Do you know how hard it is to be nice to somebody that you know has been talking about you behind your back? Woo! That's when I need those big pruning shears. I had something happen one time that just makes a good point. Somebody that we did business with, we actually gave a lot of business to them, was an outside company, not somebody that worked for us, but they worked with us a lot. Somebody told me that they were in a restaurant at a booth, and these people that we did business with were sitting right behind them, and they were just raking me over the coals. I mean, just, she's this and she's that, and she's not this and she's not that. Well, I got my plan. Well, they will lose our business starting tomorrow. And I'm going to tell them this, and I'm going to tell them that. And I'm. And God interrupted me. He said, no, I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to pray for them and send them a gift. Well, honestly, and I'm telling you the truth, I so much wanted to send them an anonymous copy of my book, Me and My Big Mouth. You don't know how bad I wanted to do that. And so I decided, I could feel the minute that I said yes to God, I could feel joy. Now, I mean, I know that sounds stupid, but when you do the right thing, you always get joy from it. Even if it's hard, it always brings you joy. So I wrote them a thank you note, tell them how much we appreciated doing business with them over the years, and, you know, looked forward to a great future together, and sent them some gift certificates to go out and eat lunch. I so badly wanted to send them gift certificates to the restaurant where they were talking about me. My flesh was looking for any little tiny way to let them know that I knew. Well, if I'm going to be this good, I want them to know that I know what they did, and that I'm being nice anyway. But no, God would have none of it. I had to just do what he told me to do. But here's the thing. Now, look at me when I tell you this. The moment that I did that, I was free. When you do that, people can't hurt you anymore. Because you see the secret that's found in Romans 12:21, we overcome evil with good. The way to overcome evil is to kill it with good. You've heard the phrase, kill them with kindness. He came to grant to those who mourn in Zion the following, to give them beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a spirit of heaviness. And then it goes on to say that they might be trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. Fruit-bearing trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. So God wants to take people that have really been messed with and messed around and hurt and used and abused and heal them. But he doesn't want to heal us just so we can sit around somewhere and feel good. He wants us to then learn to give to other people what he has given to us. Is anybody home in the house this morning? Don't despise the chastisement of God. Ask God to deal with you. I dare you to ask God to prune you. If you want, you can ask him to start with the little ones. How about just a little snip here and there, Lord? Not any of that big stuff. How many of you know what I mean when I say God has to cut the dead things out of our life? Okay, well, a lot of this busy stuff, you're busy with dead stuff. You're putting your time into stuff that has no life in it. Come on. Sitting at the lunch table with people that you work with and listening to them crab and complain about the business place and gossip about everybody, you're putting your time into something dead. And God wants you to be done with dead stuff. He wants you to get with the living and live for him, glorify him. God's got something wonderful that he wants to do in all of our lives. But we've got to get rooted in him. We don't get healed just to be healed. We get healed so we can help other people. Listen, I know that what I'm doing makes the devil so mad he can hardly stand it. If you think the enemy comes after you, you ought to try something like this. Because God has healed my life. And he has done amazing things in me. And I believe the only way that I can get the devil back for what he did to me in my childhood is to help as many people as I can possibly help. So instead of sitting around and being bitter the rest of your life because you got a bad start, it's not so important how you get started, it's how you finish. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, no matter what you don't have, you do have God. And as long as you have him on your side, you and God together can defeat anything in your life. Anything. God has a good plan for every single one of you. Not one person is in a pit so deep that God can't reach down in it and lift you out. Nobody has sinned so much that they can't be forgiven. I want you to listen to me today. I'm not just preaching to everybody else here. Jesus is talking to you this morning. And he wants you to know that he's the God of fresh starts and the God of new beginnings. Let go of everything that lies behind and start brand new today.
Well, it is definitely true that no one likes the idea of pruning. Joy shared how we should all be asking God to prune us wherever it's necessary. That's a very brave prayer, but it's one that brings so much growth to our lives if we will just allow the Holy Spirit to work in us and we can cooperate with Him. You know, when I was on my way to work today, that was one of the things that I was praying. And I remember stopping and thinking, am I ready to pray this prayer? And the answer is yes, only because of experience, because I've seen the good that God's pruning does in my life. It may sting a bit along the way, but in the end, we are so much better for it. There are a lot of things that we can prune out of our life that will keep us from being so busy that we are accomplishing nothing. There are a lot of things that just make our life too difficult, and we have an offer for you today that will help you simplify it. We are going to offer you Joyce's teaching, three teachings called Busy Going Nowhere. And she will go through what God's Word says and help you realize some of those places that you may need to do a little pruning of your own, some of the things to cut out, and to help you allow the Holy Spirit to come in and help you in the ways that she's been talking about. And then that teaching also comes with a wonderful book called 100 Ways to Simplify Your Life. This book is one that you can just open and pick a particular chapter, one of these 100 ways, and give it a try. See what works. It may be something that makes a huge difference for you. So check out these offers today. And I have a feeling that God will do some amazing things in your life through them. Well, how would you like to see our Miss Joyce speaking French? Stay with us. That is coming up.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed with the busyness of life, but wonder what you're really accomplishing? Joyce's 3-CD series, Busy Going Nowhere, will help you learn to make the most of your time with God's help and live a life that's both productive and enjoyable.
What kind of dead things do you have in your life? Things that are sucking up your time and bearing no good fruit at all. We all have 24 hours a day, and it's amazing to me that some people can accomplish so much with their time, while other people just do absolutely nothing with theirs.
Along with Busy Going Nowhere, you'll also receive Joyce's book, 100 Ways to Simplify Your Life, which will give you practical steps on balancing your family and work life effectively so that you're fruitful, not just busy. You can receive these helpful resources for your gift of $25 or more. Visit us at joycemeyer.org or call us toll-free at 1-800-727-9673.
If you are a medical care professional, we need your help. In fact, people all over the world need your help. And it's an opportunity that will change your life as well. You see, through our volunteer medical trips, we travel all over the world to places that are very remote and have desperate need of health care. So go to our website, check out the schedules, and join us right here. We hope to see you soon.
You're hardworking, an achiever. The fast pace can stress you out and lead to burnout unless you make the necessary changes now. Joyce Meyer wants to teach you how with her newest book, How to Age Without Getting Old. In these pages, you'll learn how to let God lead you today so you can be even more effective in the future. How to Age Without Getting Old, new from Joyce Meyer. Order your copy today.
When we think of France and other Western nations that are well off economically, we don't always think about the great spiritual need that so many people have. Hopelessness is on the rise in these countries. The people are hungry for God and they don't even realize it. At Joyce Meyer Ministries, we take our mission of sharing Christ and loving people all over the world. Take a look at how God is using Joyce's message to touch the hearts of French speaking people across the globe.
The spiritual condition of the Western countries like France is such that there's a huge need. Economically speaking, it looks good, but spiritually speaking, I think this is a terrible condition because the suicide rate is high, drug addiction is high. The search for God is universal, really. It's not linked to any specific part of the world. We have roughly 350 million people speaking French in the world today. They're common language on everyday basis. And most of them are today in Africa. And we, as Jesus is asking us, we have to go everywhere in the world. And it is also Joyce's desire, and she wants to address everybody everywhere, wherever they live.
Dans cette salle, mais non, je vous parle à vous. C'est un fait, je fais tout ça principalement pour vous.
What we have decided now over the last year is that we shift now to web resources. It's a great opportunity for us to reach more people. Every week we have people that are touched by the word of God given by Joyce Meyer. You know what comes most of the time in terms of comments is the fact that they say, this lady, she talks about my life. She talks about very concrete things, about my preoccupations of every day. She speaks to them. It's not theoretical. It's not intellectual. It's something that they go through every day. And it speaks to their heart. Wherever people are, the just growing in Christ through the message we have with Joyce Meyer is just changing people's lives.
So you may not have known that Joyce could speak French, but God's word and his love always translates. It's exciting to see how God is using Joyce's practical down-to-earth message of God's word to draw people to him, no matter what language they speak. Would you like to be a part of reaching people all over the world for Jesus? We would love you to join us. Please consider becoming a partner. Join our family of people who are doing whatever they can to reach the world for Christ. Or perhaps if you already are a partner, you could increase your partnership with us today. Your giving helps us spread the good news of the gospel through Joyce's teaching and through the many outreaches of Hand of Hope. And together we do this. You see, your partnership allows us to continue feeding thousands of children, drilling new water wells in some of the most remote places on earth, bringing desperately needed medical care and dental care to people who have not seen a doctor in years, and delivering disaster relief wherever it's needed. Did you even know that you could be part of doing so much? You can. Just become a partner with Joyce Meyer Ministries and we will do it all together. Reach out today and let us know that you would like to join us in everything that is happening here at Joyce Meyer Ministries, and we will tell you thank you so very much.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. For more information, visit joycemeyer.org. This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.